Zelensky discusses establishing U.S. military presence in Ukraine with Trump. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Tuesday he has spoken to Washington about establishing a possible U.S. troop presence in his country for a security boost. This comes just 2 days after Zelensky met with U.S. President Donald Trump in Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence to discuss a proposed 20-point peace plan on ending the war with Russia, including a U.S. offer of a 15-year security guarantee, and only a day after an alleged drone attack on Russian President Vladimir Putin's residence. The Ukrainian president said in a WhatsApp message to the media on December 30th that a U.S. military presence in the country would be a major factor in a U.S. security guarantee for Kyiv. "Of course, we are discussing this with President Trump and with representatives of the coalition. We want this. We would like this. This would be a strong position of the security guarantees," Zelensky said. "I told President Trump, European leaders, I am ready for any format of meeting with Putin. I am not afraid of any format. The main thing is for Russians not to be afraid." The Ukrainian president said he is willing to sit with Putin despite a deep, mutual lack of trust. The White House had no official statement Tuesday on the matter of sending American troops to Ukraine and did not immediately respond to a request for comment from the Epoch Times. Zelensky said Tuesday he is committed to continuing negotiations on how to end the years-long war and preferred that the United States would make a 50-year guarantee to help deter Russia from potential future advances. Trump is considering a 30-, 40-, or 50-year guarantee, according to a Zelensky X post, but for now the guarantee sits at 15 years. After his meeting Sunday with Trump, the U.S. president said they are maybe very close to an agreement to end the conflict, but thorny territorial issues remain. Trump also said he expected European countries to take over a large part of the negotiations with U.S. backing. However, Russia said Tuesday its stance on negotiations would toughen after it accused Ukraine of launching a massive drone strike Monday on one of Putin's residential addresses. All 91 long-range drones allegedly involved in the attack were intercepted, Russia said. Kyiv has called these allegations baseless and an attempt to sabotage ongoing talks. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov called the alleged attack state terrorism, claiming Moscow has identified targets in Ukraine to retaliate against, but said the country still would not abandon talks on a peace deal. Zelensky, in his discussion with Trump on Tuesday, said he brought up the alleged drone attack on the Russian president's residence. Trump, in response to a question from the press about the existence of evidence of the reported strike, said, "We'll find out." Meanwhile, Polish President Donald Tusk said Tuesday a peace deal could be achieved thanks to U.S. security guarantees. Tusk also mentioned the possibility of American troops deploying to the line of contact between Russia and Ukraine, but conceded an end to the fighting is still far from certain. As peace talks continue, Russia launched more drone attacks on Ukrainian infrastructure and civilian ships Tuesday, according to Ukrainian officials.